This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hey guys, my name's JC. I'm from Northern California. I basically just wanted to call in and share a recent experience I had about 2 years ago. But before I get into it, I just wanted to say I love the show. It helps kill time while I work. I work late hours, so you can imagine a show like this brings me a lot of joy. So before I even start with that, I was not the biggest skeptic, but I had never seen anything in my life that made me think of like something paranormal. But I always was interested in it because my mom had a lot of experiences as a kid, experiences and things like that, and she would see different things with her siblings there. So those are stories for another time. But anyways, this happened about 2 years ago when I was in college. I went to college in Chico State. my roommate and I had gone to the gym late at night. And when we were leaving, we took a shortcut through the campus to get to our house because we lived on the opposite end. And it was just the fastest way to get there. And this road, the way it was set up, it had a crosswalk and a bike lane. But in between the crosswalk and the bike lane, there is a bush every now and then, like about 6 feet long type thing. Like not a huge bush, but enough to cover a person as they walk by. And basically, we're driving through campus, and I had noticed the figure jogging, like a person jogging. It looked like a full person just jogging. But the thing was, I couldn't see what they looked like. And this was late at night, so I could only judge what I could see off of what my headlights were shining on. But mind you, they were on the sidewalk right next to us. So it was pretty well lit, but not super well lit because I wasn't directly behind them. But basically, as I'm pulling up, I noticed that they didn't have like any features that I could see. And I was thinking all this in my head, and I was like, just curiosity. I want to get a better look and see what they look like because, you know, usually my headlights flash anywhere and they're pretty bright. I could see anything. But I didn't see anything, so I thought that was weird. So as we're pulling up, I start to look to see if I could get a better look at them. As we pull up, the thing is, a bush comes in between us. How I had described earlier, there's a bush between the bike lane and the sidewalk. Well, this bush comes in between us right as we're passing the person, quotation marks, running. Right as we pass that bush, I almost break my neck trying to look back, and I don't see anything. And mind you, on the other side of that was a building with no openings or exits that were available to the public. So there was nowhere for this person running to turn to, you know, disappear like that, because that bush, we drove by it in a split second. Just like that, the person jogging was gone. And I thought that was weird, and I just shook my head because, I was dismissive of it. I didn't think my roommate saw it, so I just keep driving. As we get to the next light, my roommate just says, like, did you see that too? And I was like, I played dumb. I was like, did I see what? And he was like, that person jogging, and then they disappeared. And I was like, yeah, but the thing is, I didn't get a good look at them. All I saw was like a black mass. I could see the figure of the person jogging. I could see their arms and legs running, but I just couldn't see them. Like, it was like a shadow. And he was like, yeah, I told you, man. And the reason he said that was because he always told me about his ghost stories, just like my mom would. But I was always interested, like, oh, I want to see one day. And mind you, this is another funny thing. The house we lived in at the time was over 100 years old. It was built in 1920. So this was in 2020. I was like about 100 years old. And I never felt or saw anything there. So I just thought that was interesting. And the thing that didn't really scare me about it too much was maybe I'm just telling myself this because I don't want to think it followed me. But I think the reason I saw it that day was because my roommate was there, and I think he attracts that energy to him because he's had a lot of instances or he sees things, and he's had other friends that confirmed his stories because they'll see the same thing with him, present at the time. So I'm not sure if it was something that was following him or it was just by chance this thing manifested itself around us. And Chico is known for having a lot of people get killed by cars all the time. So, you know, it could have been anybody jogging right there that lost their life. Not saying that's what we saw, but there is a lot of stories of pedestrians getting killed there. And I also wanted to tell you guys another story. This one was from my mom. Sadly, I only had one encounter, but maybe it's a good thing. But my mom has had many encounters with her siblings, and they've confirmed most of the stories because I didn't believe her growing up. And then I asked them, and they're like, no, it's true. And basically, my mom would see things up until her early 20s, I want to say. That's when she stopped being open to it, I think, and it stopped. Anyways, this happened to my mom when she was in college. She was probably 18, 19. She was visiting her family during break. She had gone to college in Northern California, and her family lived in Southern California, so she was only there a few times a year. And basically, she had three siblings living there at the time. She had a younger sister named Gabby. She was probably a teenager. Another sister named Melissa. She was probably three. And my newborn uncle, her youngest brother at the time, his name was David. He was like a couple months old, so he was still a baby. So the way they were set up when they were sleeping that night, my uncle was in the doorway, or not in front of the doorway, but his crib was near the doorway. My Aunt Gabby had a bed, had a pull-out bed, and my mom basically took that pull-out bed and slept on that part. And her other sister, Melissa, the three-year-old, wanted to sleep with my mom, so my mom's like, okay, cool, you can sleep with me. So basically during the night... mind you, it was summer, so the windows were open. So during the night, basically, my mom felt her little sister, Melissa, go to the bathroom, and she went to get her grandma, my mom's mom, and said, hey, can I go to the bathroom? So they went together. So my grandma and my mom's sister, Melissa, were in the bathroom. And all of a sudden, my mom hears a woman crying in Spanish, mis hijos, which is my kids. And it sounded like it was in the room. So my mom gets up, rubs her eyes, starts looking around, and she sees a woman crying near the doorway, kind of by my uncle's crib, just saying mis hijos, and she's like crouching. So my mom automatically assumes it's my grandma, her mom, because at the time she was in an abusive relationship with my grandpa, but that's another story. So she assumed that was my grandma. So she goes, hey mom, are you okay? And, the woman looks up at my mom, and my mom described this woman as like as white as the moon. And this woman gets up, looks at my mom, and then just darts down the hallway. So my mom, she doesn't have the best vision, mind you, because she had to wear glasses, but she didn't have her glasses on because she was sleeping. But she got a good enough look to know it was a woman. And basically, the woman ran down the hallway, so my mom gets up to go follow her and be like, you know, mom, what's going on? Are you okay? Like, trying to check on her. As she runs down the hallway, as my mom gets up to run down the hallway to chase after her mom, or what she thought was her mom, my grandma, her mom, opens the door, and she's right there in the bathroom with her little sister. And my mom's like, hey, are you okay? I just saw you crying. Are you okay? Is everything okay? And my grandma's like, what are you talking about? And my mom's like, I just saw you crying and you ran down the hallway. And my grandma clenches Melissa, her sister, grabs her baby, the youngest baby, the newborn. Basically, she grabs the newborn out of the crib and takes the toddler, and she goes to the room and tells my mom, good night. It doesn't say anything else. So my mom, you know, she's shaken up. She just saw a spirit, and you know, this isn't my mom's first rodeo, so she just shakes her head and she's scared, and she just jumps in the bed with her sister Gabby in the regular bed, and they call it a night. The next morning, my mom is talking to my grandma about it, and she's like, hey, what was that about? Like, you didn't even like tell me anything, you just went to bed, you know, and took the kids. And my grandma looks at her and she says, I heard the woman crying, but I heard her crying outside of the bathroom window. And I got scared when you told me you saw her, because it confirmed that there was a ghost or something. Like, she basically got spooked. Mind you, my grandma's never seen a spirit, but she's heard them and heard of, like, stories of them. So my grandma got spooked and took the kids, basically, and left my two aunts, or my mom and her sister, in the room. And then my mom told my told her sister Gabby about what she saw. And Gabby said that she heard the woman crying, but it was outside of the bedroom window, not inside of the room. So I don't know. That made it even creepier because they all heard the woman crying, but in different directions. Mind you, the bathroom window and the bedroom window are on completely opposite sides of the house. And my mom heard her in the room and saw her in the room. So I don't know. It was a very, very scary story. And yeah, I have plenty of stories from my mom if I can get her to tell me some more. But I know a few more if you guys ever want to hear some more. Love your show. It helps kill time. And yeah, I'm going to become a extra podcast person here soon. And yeah, I appreciate what you guys do. It's a great show. And I've never really told this story to too many people because it's really scary. And, you know, even me talking about it, I get a little nervous now that I know that there is something out there after I experienced the shadow person running. But yeah, appreciate you guys. And I hope you guys have a good one.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.